This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
All right, we're all excited. The Eagles dominated yesterday. Great game. Absolutely great win by the Eagles, looking Super Bowl ready, in my opinion, with a big win, 32-27 over the Redskins. Carson Wentz looking great. His first game playing football in years. He did a great job as quarterback.
Years.
And DeSean Jackson, outstanding playing yesterday. Great stuff. I won $20 yesterday. I'm feeling good. Feeling good, baby. That's right.
Everybody's a winner.
Everybody's a winner. You get a trophy. Everybody's a winner. They're gonna win the Super Bowl this year, I think.
Oh boy,
they looked Super Bowl ready yesterday. I'm telling you.
I hope.
Now,
it's a little early to say that, isn't it?
A little bit early, I think. Let me tell you something. I agree with Bill Maher on some things, not a lot of things. I think Bill Maher is, first of all, he's on the left, so he and I politically disagree on many, many things, but we agree on certain things. Like, I think he still respects some civil liberties, and he's not afraid to call up his political correct nonsense that's overtaking America. He made this comment over the weekend. Have you seen now Calvin Klein, their new ad campaign?
Oh, yeah.
With these
Husky
models.
Yeah.
Plus size. It's all the rage now. Plus size, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is all the rage. And so you open up the swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated, and the centerfold is 9 pages. It's like it comes out. It's a, you know what I mean? And you go, whoa.
It's not a centerfold. It's like 9 folds. It just keeps on going.
It's like the old, remember Mad Magazine had that thing, and you'd pull it out and you'd open it up and it'd be like a poster to put on your wall.
Yep.
When we were kids, we had that. That's kind of what. So Bill Maher made this comment on his show. Take a listen.
When did it become taboo in this country to talk about getting healthy? Weight Watchers had to literally take the words weight and watchers. I'm not kidding. Out of their name. It's now WW. Because merely the idea of watching your weight is now bullying. What's next? Banning scales? Hey, liberals, you know how you hate it when conservatives won't even let the CDC study gun violence as a public health issue? This is that. You're the NRA of mayonnaise. We have gone to this weird place where fat is good. It's pointing out that fat is unhealthy. That's what's bad. Fat shame? No, we fit shame. Really, you hear it all the time. Someone sees a merely trim person, you should eat something. No, you should not eat something. I should be more unhealthy so you can feel better about your fat ass? In August, 53 Americans died from mass shootings. Terrible, right? You know how many died from obesity? 40,000. Fat shaming doesn't need to end. Needs to make a comeback.
Okay, Dawn, do you agree with that? Fat shaming should make a comeback.
I don't know about shaming, but yeah. I saw this. I completely agree with him that it's not a good idea to say, oh, just be who you are and let it all hang out. I think it's good to
hang out.
No, really. I mean, but it's good to be healthy and be fit and to promote that. And so now they're promoting, oh, no, just, you know, it's OK. Just eat whatever you want. And that's very unhealthy. It's a lie. It's a lie.
And to celebrate with fitness model, with models, not fitness models, but models in lingerie who are very large is. Okay, let's face it. It's gross. Let's just be honest. Let's call it what it is. It's gross.
Yeah.
On billboards and everything like that, nobody wants to see it.
No.
And this is, it's all about the, you know, embracing you and who you are and everything like this. It's now everybody gets a lingerie model trophy is what it is. Everybody gets a lingerie model trophy. Whether you belong in lingerie on a billboard or not, you get a lingerie model trophy. That is not how it's supposed to work. Look, I'm not going to kid myself. When Mark Wahlberg wore the, what did he wear? He wore the
Calvin Klein.
Right.
Yes.
And did the, I should not be in a Calvin Klein ad next to Marky Mark.
No.
All right?
He was also 17 when he did that.
Yeah, I know, but
so.
You know.
He still looks good. He still works out.
But there, you got to be able to turn around and say, hey, no, sorry, but you don't, no, you do not belong on a billboard in lingerie.
It's true.
Or in BVDs or anything else. You don't belong. This isn't right. This isn't normal. We've gotten to this place now where we, because everybody's got to feel good about who they are, that we go, yay, look at you. Look at you having the courage to have your roles show on a billboard.
Yep.
Like, I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. It's, you know, it's one thing to treat people. I always treat people with respect in life and never make fun of people. I'm not suggesting that. But what he's talking about is the opposite. He's talking about glorifying it with billboards, glorifying it with magazines, centerfolds, and front page things. There's a difference between just treating people with respect and then hopefully giving them some positive motivation to make a change in their life versus going, celebrate you. Celebrate the roles.
So I only pulled 2 minutes of this, but it's actually part of like a 6 or 7 minute thing. And he actually does say, I don't mean, you know, calling people out and making fun of them and stuff like he's not talking about that kind of shaming. He's,
right.
He's talking about exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Calvin Klein, Calvin, because I don't ever want people to be bullied. Please don't misrepresent my words. I would never do that. And I always tell my kids, you know, you always treat people the right way and don't make jokes about, leave that to dad. But Calvin Klein is using plus size models to reinvent its brand. And the billboard that I see in the New York Post here is this, I mean, it looks like a monster taking over New York is what it looks like. I'm just going to call it what it is. It looks like a billboard for a monster movie in the 1950s. And I speak my truth in my hashtag my Calvins. And it looks like any minute now she's going to jump out of the billboard and just start stomping on buildings and crushing people.
Joe's dying.
Joe, you're allowed to laugh. You know it's okay. Joe's like hiding, holding his face so he can't laugh. It's okay. That's what it looks like. It looks like first of all, the billboard is huge. It's like the size of a building, and it looks like it's like any minute I'm just going, ah, and boom, and step on a train or a bus. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And why don't they show women the women are the heifer size? I don't see the men. I see this as more of a focus on women.
You're 100% right. And there's two reasons for that. Number one, guys who are fat guys know they're fat, and they don't want to. There's no reason for them to go, yeah, look at me. I'm in my Calvins. Look at the way it rolls over like this, huh? Guys don't need to do that. But there is a thing with your people about having to celebrate people. All beauty is beauty, and beauty in every form and shape. And I want people to feel good. I don't want people to feel like they are, you know, and they shouldn't get depressed about themselves or anything like this. But the point is, if you celebrate it, you might be giving them the means to get a heart attack at some point in their life, or diabetes or something else, right?
Right. They're focusing on young women. So these are teens and people going through puberty and college age and that sort of thing. So this is promoting and saying, let your fat hang out. If you want to be fat, go for it. It's okay. And to me, that does encourage it rather than saying, hey, it's ideal to be healthy.
Right.
And we, for a time, we were promoting skinny. That might not be healthy either.
Well, they were doing, it was like anorexic, a lot of these lingerie models.
And that was bad.
You know, they were using. But
now they've gone completely the other way.
Who was it? Kate Moss, I think, in the 90s,
yes.
In the early 2000s, when she looked like, you know, she was a heroin addict.
Exactly.
Posing.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. It looked like she was on heroin, and it was gross. It wasn't attractive in any way, shape, or form.
Not at all.
But at least it didn't look, I mean, she looked like a zombie, a zombie in lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this woman on the billboard looks like Hoagie! And then, you know, and then crushing the borough of Queens. She jumps out of the Times Square billboard. Gerard's in Burlington. Gerard, good morning.
Hey, Rich. I just wanted to say the reason why this movement kind of gained momentum is because some of these women, they realize they're never going to lose all that weight. So the idea is, what are they supposed to do? Like, just be miserable for the rest of their lives? So then that's how this movement all came about. You follow me?
No, I disagree. I think it came about because we've reached a place in our society where if you say anything that hurts someone's feelings, that is the worst thing you can do in the world is hurt someone's feelings.
I totally see where you're coming from, and I agree.
Look at college campuses. I mean, if you tell somebody that they're, you know, all they have to do is say, I don't feel safe by your words, and then they go into lockdown. You know what I mean? It's a lockdown movement on the college campus.
I mean, what needs to happen is, like, people have to toughen up and be less sensitive, but, you know, some of these people, that's never going to happen. So these women, like, They just don't want to be miserable for the rest of their lives.
Fine, they don't have to be. I don't want them to be. I don't want people to be miserable, but there's a difference between being miserable and then celebrating this and saying this is a positive message for society. I don't believe being 125 or 50 pounds overweight is healthy. Do you?
I totally believe you. I don't agree with that. And I think deep down in these women's hearts, like, and then also men too, who are obese, they know that they're unhealthy. It's just like a lie.
Why are these big brands then using them like this?
Because first of all, it's good for marketing, and we're in a time right now where, you know, this is like the in thing, like to be woke, you know, to be tolerant and not to be intolerant. And, you know, so that's, and maybe this might change in the next 10 or 20 years, But I just think sometimes these women, they look at a scale and they want to take a hammer to it and bust it into 1,000 pieces, you know, where they should be trying to eat right and fruits and vegetables and all that kind of good stuff. But they've just convinced themselves that they're never going to lose the weight, and they're tired of being unhappy.
Well, look, like I said, I don't want anyone to be unhappy in life. I think everybody should feel good about themselves. But at the same time, let's not kid ourselves. There are major health consequences for being severely obese. And what you should do is try to be healthy. And I don't think when brands put lingerie models up there on these billboards, they're sending the right message. I don't, to anybody, by the way. So thanks for the call, Gerard. I appreciate
it,
buddy.
You got it.
I'm not suggesting they put a billboard up that says, if you look like this, you're a horrible person, or you're disgusting, or anything like that. I'm not suggesting that. I don't think Bill Maher's suggesting that. I think it's the opposite. It's, you're not doing anybody a favor here, by the way. And worse, I think you're promoting something that could cause them major health problems down the road. Like, type 2 diabetes is a real problem in this country.
Well, Bill Maher just said the number. I mean, how many hundreds of thousands of people die, you know, over the years because of obesity, and how many hip replacements and knee replacements? And something that, you know, the caller just said, people, okay, they're going to give up hope. Like, they think, I can never lose this weight. That is, to me, that's so depressing to think, I can never be healthy, I can never be fit. So isn't it a message of hopelessness rather than, hey, you can do this, you can be healthy?
You're 100% right. When they say hashtag, this is me, this is just who I am, when Calvin Klein does that, they're not saying you can do it. It's not like the old Nike, you know, just do it. You can do it. It's just accept it. And I don't know about you, but accept it is, that's not where we're supposed to be going here, I don't think. Mark is in Ocean City, Maryland. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Rich. Good morning, sir. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I've been trying to get through for a long time and finally got through. You got a big listening audience way down here in Ocean City, Maryland. We love you.
Nice. Awesome. Love to hear that. That's great.
Hey, Rich, my comment was, I know we live in a time now where everybody's kind of like snowflake-ish about certain things and we don't want to offend anybody. But if somebody's developing obesity or is morbidly obese and you're developing heart issues, when you go to a medical doctor, you're a cardiologist, whatever, they don't spare your feelings. They tell you the blunt, honest truth. Look, you either lose weight or you change your diet or you're going to be going under my knife. And who wants triple bypass or quadruple bypass surgery?
Yeah, it's exactly right. I mean, you don't want to die an early death. You don't want to have all those. Right. It's a good point. It's the opposite, right, of what Calvin Klein is doing by saying, yeah, this is good. Be positive. Feel good about it.
Rich, I got another comment, too. You're talking about the type of job I have, I go and I, you know, spray pesticides. And we have Tanger outlets down here, and there's a couple of women's shops, and I've noticed some of them, the women tend to be, you know, husky, for lack of a better word. And then you see commercials where you see Oprah Winfrey, talking about the latest, oh, pizza made from this, that, and the other. And then they show a profile shot of her. You can tell she's got a girdle or something on because she looks just as sick as she's ever done. And I don't think she's doing anybody any favors by trying to promote something, a product, or use herself as an example, because it just comes across as phony. She's heavy. She's the thickest skinny model I've ever seen on TV.
Well, I mean, Oprah, to her credit, is always trying to be fit and to be healthy. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. I think it's the difference, again, it's not trying to put anyone down and shame people. It's a matter of promoting a lifestyle that is clearly unhealthy. Would Calvin Klein promote that with people who are, I don't know, let's take... I'm trying to think of another kind of a lifestyle. I don't know, a guy who's just on the couch all day. I mean, you know, you should get up and move around. Why not put that up there? Just a guy laying there in his underwear and go hashtag this is me and my Calvins with a bag, eating a bag of chips, a chip like crumbs all over his Calvins. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's a healthy way to go.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
And Katie Failinger, CBS 3 meteorologist, is here this morning. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
So Friday, late Friday, first of all, how many years now have we been waking up with you? 8 years, I believe.
8 years and about a week and change. Yeah,
and you joked with me when we were having brunch together one day. You said that because I get to get up at 4 o'clock, you're like, buddy, please give me a break.
you're living the glamour schedule, buddy.
You get up what time every day?
If I'm lucky, I can push it to 2:45, but that assumes that I've made all my decisions that I need to make the night before. So the clothes are laid out, the lunch has been packed, my coffee cup is literally sitting out ready to be filled. You know, yeah. So it's rigorous.
And your two beautiful daughters just turned four.
And on age so far.
Do you ever get to see them in the morning?
No, never.
No, never.
Unless they wake up like from they need a drink in the middle of the night. That actually happened this morning. So I lost 10 minutes because one of them woke up at like 2:20.
Right.
Come on. Well, now I can't go back to sleep. So I just stayed up.
Might as well stay up.
Yeah.
A lot of people were surprised on Friday when you put out a statement telling everybody that
I am going to be leaving CBS 3.
Wow.
This is a decision that has been a very, very long time in my head. And it's at the point where, you know, an alarm that early is going to have a shelf life. There's no way you can pull that off forever. And it's not just the alarm. There are other things in mind here. But I am at a point where I need to put my focus on my family and the goal of trying to just be healthier and have some freedom and control over my own schedule, which I do not have. I mean, tomorrow is the girls' first day of preschool. And I had to schedule a half day so that I could be there for it. So those kinds of things have been very difficult for me to get past. Last year, I wasn't able to be at their last day of preschool party that they had for the kids because it was the middle of the May sweeps period. And, you know, I know that I've always signed up for this, like that came with the territory. But now I'm at a point where I'm not willing to give up that stuff. And you know how much my girls mean to me. They're my absolute number one priority.
Yes.
And then my husband, of course, as well. All three of them.
Yeah, but he's a definite, I mean, the list, you know, obviously. Yeah. And that's, of course, we get that. You
it's
know,
girls,
that's
the... husband, Rich Zioli. Yeah, and the list goes
I'm very right behind your husband. I appreciate that.
But yeah, I've decided to turn my focus on them and some entrepreneurial ventures so that I have more control over my own life.
I'm so proud of you. I think this takes enormous courage, Katie.
Oh, my God. This is the biggest and scariest decision I've ever made literally in my life. Yeah, like, who to marry? Oh, no big deal. I knew exactly how to answer that question.
Right.
But this, it's so risky and scary. And
but you're so talented, though. You'll be fine.
Thank you.
I mean, just the fact that not everybody who walks away from a TV gig as a meteorologist, like nobody does.
It's not very common. Yeah, but I do think that a lot of people that are in this schedule, eventually, they just get burnt by it. They get burnt out by it. And I'm at that point. So the time's right, and I'm going to miss so much. The people here, obviously, getting to jump in and chat with you, my KYW radio colleagues, I absolutely adore them, and everybody at CBS3, of course. But It's time.
You have great YouTube channel where you teach people how to do things themselves.
Mm-hmm. My DIY channel.
Katie Failing Your DIY.
Not exactly sure where that venture is going to take me, but it taught me a lot about what I can do on my own and for myself in an online business climate. So I'm testing waters there, and I've got a lot of we could talk more about it through the course of the week. Oop, there goes my phone. I'm branching out, and I'm still going to maintain the general skill set that I have, but it just won't be delivering weather at this point. So,
well, we're going to miss waking up with you. I have to say personally, that. I mean, years ago when I was just getting started in radio and I would fill in on the morning show and you would come on and talk with me and we hit it off right away and became really good friends. And you're just one of the most genuine and honest and real people I've ever met in this this business. So, and this is a business of sharks. So, you know, to have somebody like you, right? You know,
it really can be. Yeah.
So we're gonna miss you very, very much. Waking up to seeing you on TV, but I know you're gonna do amazing things. I so respect your decision to want to be there with your girls as they grow up, because you can't ever get that back.
Right. Right. I so appreciate that. And you're making me tear up, so you better knock it off. I didn't put on waterproof mascara today.
Oh, that's awesome. We watch you on the... What's your next update?
Yeah, I've got a cutting coming up in like 2 minutes.
Oh, awesome. You'll see Katie a little bit teary because of me.
I'll look like Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, we're going to have you on the show every day till your last day on the 17th, right?
I would love that.
All right, so you come on and give us weather updates. Go clean your mascara.
Guys.
We love you, Katie.
I love you, too. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, bye-bye. Let's see that now. Look at that. Huh, Dawn? How about that?
I don't know. The women over there leave. I don't know. I don't know if they're not keeping the women happy.
Uh-oh.
That's true.
Why do the women leave? I don't know. Just saying.
But I do know those two little girls... Yeah. Like, that's tough on her. You know what I mean? I mean, it's why we moved to mornings. It's the opposite.
I know.
And for us, it's the opposite, because we moved to mornings because we wanted to be with our kids. And with Katie, she can't because of the ridiculous schedule. It's so the opposite with TV and radio. But she's being modest. Her YouTube channel's taken off, and she's going to make some serious money doing that.
Absolutely.
That's the future right there.
It is.
You know. Plus, she doesn't have to be under the CBS corporate thumb anymore.
Boy.
You know?
But I could see her on one of those hit show. You know, we talk all the time about HGTV and all those shows, how they get higher ratings than, you know, certainly than CNN or any of those. But I could see her hosting a show like that. I follow her. I love that DIY stuff she does. Everything from pillows to redoing a wall to, I mean, it's really, she's good. She has like tools, hand sanders, the whole thing.
You know, she was shamed years ago by these jackasses on TV.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Jerkwads.
Thank you. When she was pregnant.
Yes.
With twins. And she fought back and made national news for that. That's what I mean. She's so courageous. She's one of the best people, honestly. She will always be welcome on this program, that's for sure, when
Absolutely.
She leaves the clutches of CBS.
By the way, her YouTube channel is Katie Failing Your DIY.
Just Google that.
Yeah.
855-839-1210. Now, let's see now. I want to say, so we got some tweets coming in here. New Jersey Cindy says, so we fat chicks don't get to look as good as we can or feel beautiful in designer clothing as we lose weight. 70 pounds down, 80 more to go. Well, first of all, congratulations. That's awesome. And no, we're not saying that in any way, shape, or form. We're talking about Calvin Klein and other companies promoting a lifestyle and saying you don't have to lose 70 pounds or 80 pounds. That's what we're talking about.
Right.
The opposite of what you're doing. You're doing the right thing. You should be applauded for that. I don't know. I just, this is, it's always tricky when you bring this up because people get, you know how they get.
Yeah, so. But I think the focus here should be that they're targeting are teenagers and young
right.
women to say, this is who you are. Don't try to be healthy. So that's very different from somebody who's middle age or has had kids or has had health problems. I see it very different. I see it in a different light, that they're promoting really an unhealthy way of living.
Why can't you say accept yourself but not your love handles?
Well, Calvin Klein.
Just like these
right?
these jeans are made for walking. You know,
right.
just make it so that you're active, you're as healthy as you possibly can be.
You got it. Woke jeans. That's Saturday Night Live skit. That's what
so
it was.
Good.
It's hysterical, you know? Helen's in Bluebell. Helen, good morning.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I want to comment on what you're talking about because there's a saying that has stuck with me about how you look on the outside reflects how you feel about yourself on the inside. So I don't get why companies are trying to sell product by promoting a negative self-image, which really is a fact. And so in order to sell product, I would think they would want to promote self-image versus other image. So let's focus on, you know, the average person, not the anorexic person and not the overweight person, but someone who has a healthy lifestyle. And look how you can feel good about yourself because, look, you do look good. But
that's a great point.
Because you feel good.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like the everybody. Right. I see exactly what you're saying, Helen. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. That's an excellent point. They always go to the extremes, right? It's either anorexic or a guy with an 8-pack, right, or a woman who looks like she's about to eat the 9 car, the 9 train. Pete Kraft says 35% of Americans are considered obese. That's 35% of the market share. It's all about the mighty dollar. They don't care whether they're fat or skinny.
Amen.
Amen, brother. That's exactly right. And PT makes a great point. He says, it's funny how the left doesn't want to fat shame, but cigarette smokers are treated like garbage. He's right about that too.
So true.
You can't even, it's not even, I don't even think you're legally allowed to have a billboard with a smoker on it.
You're not.
Why? Because they say it's an unhealthy lifestyle.
Yep.
That it will kill you, right? But he just said 40,000 Americans die of being obese. But that you put on a billboard and you go, look at this. I don't want to ever hurt people's feelings, but I like when comedians do because it's funny. And Dave Chappelle, his Netflix show, is hurting a lot of people's feelings. And so they're coming after Dave Chappelle. Also, the new movie, The Joker, which looks awesome. Have you seen the previews for it?
Yes. Looks great.
The woke crowd has already turned against the Joker movie.
No.
It's now The Joker, the new movie coming out, is unwoke, and they're against it, and they're calling for a boycott. I'll tell you why. And Eddie Murphy might be going back on the campaign trail again. The comic trail again. Raw and Delirious remain, in my mind, two of the funniest comedy specials ever made. He's up there in my mind. Old Eddie Murphy up there with Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Steve Martin in the day, some major great comedians. But is he woke now or not? That is going to be the question, which I will also discuss with you in the 8 o'clock hour as we're doing our hour of nonstop talk. And Thursday is our Democrat debate watch party. President Trump is right to say he deserves credit for criminal justice reform. Why is he not getting it? I'll explain to you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
So let me just say right now, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I was talking earlier and I want to make sure that people understand, I do not really believe that you should be able, the government should ban the use of the word burger on a fugazi patty of vegetables that's posing as a burger. But did you know that they tried the same thing with milk, almond milk? You know
right.
That?
I remember that.
And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that it is not a violation to call almond milk milk. That no one really thinks that it comes from a lactating almond. So they said it's okay to call it milk. But this wasn't because the Dairy Farmer Association pushed back. Okay, here's my point. Thursday night at the Democrat debate, will, as you see, the Impossible Whopper being advertised during the Eagles' amazing victory last night, will the question of banning meat or a meat tax come up Thursday night? Because I think we're headed there, kids. I do. I think we're headed there. You'll see it, if I'm not mistaken. And I usually am never mistaken. 8:03, though, on the Zeoli Show. Let's say good morning to Dawn. Good morning, Dawn.
Yes, good morning. It is 8:03, 70 degrees with a beautiful sunrise today. The sun is coming out. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Zeoli Show News brought to you by Nature Valley. So Philadelphia police are asking for the public's help as they release new surveillance video. They're searching for a guy who's wanted in an attempted abduction. Very disturbing. This girl was just walking down the sidewalk, broad daylight. She has her school backpack, her little skirt. She looks like a schoolgirl. This is North Philadelphia. Police releasing this video showing the suspect grabbing the girl from behind. There's a struggle. You can see her screaming. She's trying to hit the suspect. And then when neighbors start coming out, the guy takes off. So police say the girl's going to be okay. She was badly shaken, but they want to catch this guy. So they hope somebody recognizes him. We have stern warnings from federal health officials about the dangers of vaping and e-cigarettes after a fifth person died from what the CDC says is related lung disease to vaping. So the Centers for Disease Control urging people not to use the vaping products, and investigators say they're aware of at least 450 cases of severe lung disease that were likely caused, they say, by vaping. So one of those cases, including 19-year-old Kevin Beauclair from our area, from Broomall, he was placed on life support last week. We also have actress Rosario Dawson says that, yes, she is dating a presidential candidate from New Jersey, but don't expect her to endorse one. So Dawson is speaking out. She says, being with Senator Cory Booker feels like, quote, I'm dating Captain America. She says he's amazing, brilliant, kind, empathetic, beautiful, loving as a human being. But this election season, she's not endorsing him. She says it's more important for her to speak out to say, get out the vote. She says, regardless of Corey, I wasn't going to be behind any particular candidate this election. She's speaking out at the Toronto Film Festival. She says, I really just
wanted... She's in Canada. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because he would love for you to meet his girlfriend, but she's in Canada right now. But he totally has a girlfriend. Hello. She's just in Canada. So maybe when she gets back...
You're so funny.
And
we do have a growing number of millennials.
I definitely have a girlfriend. She's in an exchange program. She's studying abroad in Canada, but she's real. She's real. She just won't endorse me for president, but she's real.
And this is ahead of this Thursday's debate. Yeah. You know, but she did say he's Captain America. A growing number
of Captain America shaved his beard.
Speaking of shaving, a growing number of millennials.
Did you get that?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know if Dawn got it.
I got it.
She got it.
I got it. Beard. Just check. Like she's the beard.
All right. You don't have to explain it. Okay. I just asked if you got it.
So a growing number of millennials are growing something else. Speaking of shaving or not shaving, experts say beauty trends have gradually become more inclusive with makeup, with more natural shades and bras available in bigger sizes and this sort of thing. So body hair is being embraced.
Oh, I see. Now here we go.
Here we
body hair now.
Body hair.
Hairy pits and hairy
pits,
legs.
Oh, you got the
picture.
That's
the next thing.
So the movement has especially taken off on Instagram and even affected the marketing of a lot of products where, you know, these different women are just lifting up their arm and they've got a big hairy, you know, armpit or whatever. That's the trend.
Yeah. So why not put that in a big billboard? You know, a big woman with a big hairy armpit. That's what everybody wants to see. Oh, man.
And we do have a major part of the New Jersey Shore receiving a high honor. We want to give a shout out to Maury's Pier, named Park of the Year by Amusement Today magazine. So they're giving out their golden ticket awards. We have a golden forecast, by the way. Today we're up to, what did Katie say, 77 degrees, a chance for some spotty showers. Tomorrow we dry out, though. We are 80 degrees and sunny. And by Wednesday, it's going to be 90 degrees and bright sunshine. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Bars, the indulgent break you deserve in your day. Have you tried the dark chocolate, peanut, and almond flavor? Now that's a sit on the dock and take a moment kind of bar. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Bars. Dawn Zioli Show News, always on the radio.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
App.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli. Weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate that. Rahm Emanuel is a smart guy. He is a very, very smart. He was Obama's chief of staff. He's the mayor of Chicago. I'm not saying he's a good guy. I'm just saying he's a smart guy. Rahm Emanuel is one of the probably top five smartest Democrat strategists working in America today. This is what he said on ABC this week with the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos. All right, take a listen.
There's two Elizabeth Warrens. The Elizabeth Warren about Oklahoma is unbelievably powerful. The Elizabeth Warren about the policy is like we're studying for our midterm exam every day. And I think if she can do more Oklahoma as part of what her ideas are and why, what motivates her for that, that, then she's a powerful person.
That's separate from the question, though, is are those ideas that she's putting out there, are they taking the Democrats out of the center?
The risk you said, which is appropriate and it measures up, is healthcare is a single issue that Democrats have a 35-point advantage on. President Trump is trying to do everything he can to narrow that down. We've taken a position so far, and the candidates have, through the process, a few have not, about on basically Medicare for All, which is we're going to eliminate 150 million people's health care, and we're going to provide health care for people that just come over the border. That is an untenable position for the general election. I, as you know, George, I just biked around Lake Michigan, nearly 1,000 miles, through Michigan and Wisconsin, two really important states. Nobody at a diner ran at me and said, take my health care away. Nobody. This is reckless as it relates to, and you don't have to take the position to win the primary, and you're basically literally hindering yourself for the general election.
You see? Now, there was a time when George Stephanopoulos would have agreed with him, but that George Stephanopoulos, of course, was attacked by that giant model on the billboard in New York and killed. She stomped on him to death. But the new George Stephanopoulos is trying to interrupt him, and Rahm Emanuel is 100% right. The party's gone so far left. These positions are nuts. I went through with you earlier about the environment and, you know, banning fracking, you lose Pennsylvania. Banning coal, you lose Pennsylvania. Banning natural gas, oil, you make us dependent on the Middle East again. I mean, these are just crazy, nutty positions the Democrats have. And Rahm Emanuel, the godfather, as they call him out there, smart dude. You know who else is a smart guy who's also saying the same stuff? Is David Axelrod. Again, I can respect people and understand their abilities. You have to. It's what the Godfather always said in the movie, the actual Godfather. Never, ever hate your enemies. It undermines your judgment. It clouds your judgment. These guys are smart. Democrats right now are running so far to the left on every issue, it is untenable in the general election. He's 100% right. Marianne Williamson, who will not be president unless we all feel it for her. Marianne Williamson is shocked actually by what she's experienced running for president. She did a podcast with New Yorker editor David Remnick to talk about her candidacy, and she's shocked that the left lies so much. Take a listen.
You've been running for president now for a bit, and I wonder what you've learned from it. You've had some good moments, particularly in the second debate.
Do you pack your own lunch?
God knows Twitter rushed in behind you, and you got an enormous amount of it, and Google as well.
What happened to Montana?
And then you've gotten some coverage that portray you as a kind of crystal gazing kook. You've gotten all this. How do you respond to the experience, the life experience of running for president for at least a few months?
It's certainly a
what's it like?
It's certainly a challenge to practice what you preach.
Mm. Speed it up. Get to it.
I know this sounds naive. I didn't think the left was so mean.
Oof.
I didn't think the left lied like this. Ooh. I thought the right did that. I thought we were better.
Wow.
Where have you been? And you've been getting it. What's been unfair? Tell me what.
Oh, come on. I'm not. You just mentioned crystal gazing. There is no crystal in my home, David. Yeah. There's never been a crystal on stage when I've talked. I have never told an AIDS patient not to take their medicine. I've never told anyone not to take their medicine. I've never told anyone that their lovelessness created their disease. I've never told anyone they could love enough to cure their disease. I'm Jewish. I go to the doctor.
Well, there you go. I never knew the left lied so much. Brianna Golda-Driga on Biden's media coverage, okay? They're all saying now that the fact that the media is talking about how Joe Biden with his gaffes, his bloody Terminator eye and everything else, it's not fair. But she also, by doing this, evokes the name of another failed establishment candidate. So I actually think there's a reason for this. It's all part of the Bring Down Joe Biden campaign, Cut 7.
The next presidential primary debate on ABC.
I should stop it and say this is middle schooler Brian Stelter doing this for his class report. Hi, can I ask a question now? This is his class report. He had actually interviewed somebody about their opinions on politics. When I grew up, I'd like to be a journalist. So can I ask you if you what do you think? What do you think? Sorry?
The next presidential primary debate on ABC. Biden continues to have missteps, what he calls gaffes, what I would call falsehoods or flubs. And there's been a lot of attention around this on Fox and elsewhere. But first, is it fair game? Just the way you view coverage of Biden, is the press right to be pointing out all of these errors he's making?
Look, this brings back memories from how Hillary Clinton was covered and some of the treatment that she received, and her camp would say that wasn't fair. The journalist said that this was what their jobs were to do, right? She was the front runner. He is the front runner. Look, from many regards, people would say, if you want to bring up Joe Biden's age and compare it to gaffes, he's been prone to gaffes throughout his career, right? So this may not necessarily have anything to do with his age per se, but just who the man is. With regards to coverage on multiple networks, he's come to accept it. His campaign says that it's a bit too hard, but look at where the poll numbers stand. Americans, for the most part, at least still view him as the front runner. So this may be more of an inside baseball conversation being had right now, as opposed to the conversation being had among Democratic voters throughout the country.
Well, I would say let's keep.
I've got to get back to recess, but I would just say thank you for your time. And are you going to eat that? Thank you, Brian Stelter, for that. Now, by comparing him to Hillary Clinton is exactly the point that I made earlier, which is another failed establishment candidate. Although she's out there with America's mother-in-law running around, which is amazing to me. That's actually shocking that they would want her around anybody at this point. But there you go. Joe Biden, another gaffe over the weekend, calling the president Donald Hump at a New Hampshire Democrat gathering. Also coughing a little bit. This is the once and future failed Democrat candidate Joe Biden, cut 11.
We cannot, and I will not, let this man be reelected president of the United States of America. Limited to 4 years. I believe history will look back in this presidency as an aberrant moment in time. But if Donald Trump is reelected,
Donald Hump,
Freudian slip.
Is
if
it?
Donald Trump is reelected, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation. Donald Trump does pose an excellent threat to this.
What?
It's not hypothetical. His threat to this nation.
So, a lot of people are saying Joe is not. He doesn't have what it takes. The question on Thursday night, as we're all together for our Zeoli Army and 1210 WPHT watch party, Dom Giordano will be there. We'll all be there at the FOP Lodge 5 in the Northeast. The question is this. It's obvious now that they can get rid of Joe Biden. Do they want to do it now? Do they want to let him wait a little bit? And once they do, how incredibly just screwed are they? Elizabeth Warren is now the new front runner, and she tweets over the weekend, "On my first day as president, I will sign an executive order that puts a total moratorium on all new fossil fuel leases for drilling offshore and on public lands. And I will ban fracking everywhere." That does not win you Pennsylvania. I think Trump's second term is at this point basically inevitable. I really do. I think it's basically inevitable that he's going to be reelected president. Now, anything can change because politics is always an ever-changing situation. But I actually think it is, at this point, an inevitability that Donald Trump is going to be reelected president. So sorry to you never-Trumpers. And I don't put much hope in Mark Sanford, the guy who went hiking on the Appalachian Trail with his gumada. Remember that?
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Was she from Argentina?
Yes.
That's right. He was the governor.
That?
They didn't know where the hell he went, remember?
He was like missing for like, what, 4 to 6 days?
Yeah.
And said he was in the Appalachian Trail.
Right.
But he was with his, what do you call her, the gumada.
The gumada from Argentina.
Said he met the love of, when he was married. Yeah. So he's hiding, and he had all kinds of texts and calls. This was all reported. It's all.
Now, did he marry her? Did he?
No.
No, he never married her.
Oh. Nope.
So, what does Rush call her? The girl from Ipanema? I think is what he called her. I like the Argentinian gumbada, though. That's pretty good.
I like yours better, I have to say.
So don't cry for me, Argentina. It's probably not going to do. I wouldn't. If I'm Trump, I'm not losing sleep over that night. That's just me. I mean, you know.
Trump's tweet was funny. He said something like, wasn't this the guy who said he was in the Appalachian Trail, but really he was doing bad things?
Right, right. <It's> like... Went hiking on the Appalachian Trail, the gumada. No, she's just my cousin from out of town, staying with me. My niece, just my niece, staying with me for the week. 855-839-1210. You know who else was inevitable, though? Thanos.
Thanos.
In the Avengers. There was a great article that was put out over the weekend questioning whether or not Bernie Sanders is actually Thanos from the Avengers. And I hate to ruin every movie out there, but the Daily Wire, Henry Rogers, had this out there. And do you remember during the CNN town hall meeting when Bernie Sanders talked about using population control for climate change?
Oh, that's right. This right? went viral. A lot of people were very upset about this.
He was going to hand out contraception, abortion funding, and just do whatever it took for population control purposes, for the purposes of climate change. Now, if you're not a fan of the Avengers, I can tell you that Thanos, who is the evil supervillain titan, his goal is to wipe out half of every living creature in the universe, all right? In the universe, we're talking trillions of people. In fact, the irony is that, and I don't want to give too much away if you haven't seen Avengers Endgame, but Mark Ruffalo, who's a huge climate lefty, plays the Incredible Hulk, and says to Thanos, you killed trillions of people. And Thanos says, you should thank me. Thanos' whole point is that they don't have the resources throughout the universe to be able to carry all these people. So by snapping his fingers, getting all the Infinity Stones and snapping his fingers, wipes out half of humanity, of all living creatures in the universe, restores balance, and then the universe is happy and better. Right?
He says he improved their quality of life.
Right, because then now there's no more scarce resources, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. So then the question became, is Bernie Sanders actually channeling Thanos? Because everything he does is to rip off a movie. He never has a creative idea. What was the movie he ripped off last week? Do you remember? That we were making, Armageddon, when he said there's a planet Earth, right? And and Independence Day.
Independence Day, Field of Dreams he's done before.
Right, which we played Field of Screams, Joe's parody that he created for us. So take a listen to this.
Human population growth has more than doubled in the past 50 years. The planet cannot sustain this growth. Would you be courageous enough to discuss this issue and make it a key feature of a plan to address climate catastrophe?
Well, Martha, the answer is yes. And the answer has everything to do with the fact that women in the United States of America, by the way, have a right to control their own bodies and make reproductive decisions.
This universe is finite. Its resource is finite. If life is left unchecked, life will cease to exist. It needs correction.
You don't know that!
I'm the only one who knows that. At least I'm the only one with the will to act on it. The children born have known nothing but full bellies and clear skies. It's a paradise.
Because you murdered half the planet.
A small price to pay for salvation.
Well, there you go. Bernie Thanos. Bernie Sanders Thanos.
It kind of gives me chill bumps a little bit because it's like kind of does freak me out.
Right?
It does. I have to admit it.
And you know, I obviously am obsessed with superhero movies and I love them and I love them so much. And I know a lot of people hate Hollywood and there was a Holly Weird and everything like this. But what I love about Thanos is absolutely the bad guy. Like, at no point is he a sympathetic character. We go, well, the guy just wants to have a cleaner world. I mean, at no point do they do that. You know, there's even a line in Avengers Endgame where Captain America, because he's always the sunny optimist, says, well, you know, I saw a pod of whales in the Hudson Harbor on the mm-hmm. way here, and it looks cleaner. And Black Widow says, stop what you're trying to do by making me feel better. And he goes, sorry, it's an occupational hazard. At no point do they go, you know, Thanos isn't a bad guy. I mean,
misunderstood.
Yeah, Thanos is just misunderstood.
He means well.
He means well, and, you know, now there's more... No, he's 100% the bad guy. But then there's Bernie channeling him. My goal is to get all six Infinity Stones and snap my fingers, and then they're gone, starting with the broads and the crying babies. They will be gone first when I get my hands on the Infinity Stones. There's... there's a pastrami stone. No, there's the rye bread stone. I really do believe Bernie is the least creative candidate out there. He just watches the most television in hotel rooms.
But everybody except, who was she, the hottie nurse, Greta, who had the question?
Oh, with the microphone? Yeah. And you. I'm going to spare your life, too, when I get the Infinity Stones and snap my fingers. So, crying babies are out. Most broads, but not you, Greta, with the microphone. You get to stay, all right? And you'll thank me one day for this, because the air will be cleaner and everybody will be better. And I can hang up my armor once and for all.
Credit to the Daily Caller for putting that together, but you could put together an even longer montage of Thanos saying comments like that about wiping out humanity and cleaning up the environment. It was John Nolte over at Breitbart who called him the Al Gore of the universe. I think the Bernie Sanders is even more of an apropos comparison. Joe is in Harleysville. Joe, good morning.
Hey, I just realized something. If Thanos could snap his fingers and kill half of humanity because of lack of resources, couldn't he just as easily have snapped his fingers and doubled the available resources to support humanity?
I don't know if you're allowed. I don't know if the Infinity Stones give you that power or if they just let you destroy. That's a great question. I don't know. I'd have to consult with my Marvel advisor. He would tell me the answer to that.
Oh, that'd be great. I'll be eagerly listening for the answer tomorrow.
You got it, pal. You got it. No problem. By the way, speaking of superhero movies, the movie The Joker's coming out. I'm really looking forward to this movie. Joaquin Phoenix looks amazing in it, doesn't he?
Yes.
It's already now being bashed by the woke left. It's now they want it out. They don't want people to go see it. The reason why is, and it's a word I had to even look up. I didn't even understand what the hell they were talking about in this. But Joker movie is slammed by social justice warriors for glorifying incel violence. Do you know what an incel is? Nope. Who does? This is reporting now from the Daily Wire. The new killer clown biopic Joker, based loosely on the Batman villain, may be ranking in the accolades at global film festivals. But social justice warriors are loudly warning audiences to shy away from the film. According to leftists on social media, Joker, which has not even come out yet, although it looks great. I mean, he played sort of the origin story of how the Joker villain came to be, the Joker. Is bad because it's once again another white man being failed by the system, and this is the problem. So, SJW, social justice warriors, argue audiences will be encouraged to sympathize with the Joker because he has a lonely life and suffers regular bullying and an existence which eventually drives him to become a psycho, and that sympathy might carry over to real world incels. Others claim that widespread love for the Joker might actually inspire real-life incels to commit real-life violence. Now, I know what the hell you're thinking is. What is an incel? What is an incel? I will tell you that when we get back from the break, because it's just absolutely amazing to me what they found. They find outrage with everything, don't they?
Yes.
I mean, everything. They're mad at Dave Chappelle for his Netflix special. His Netflix special, which is offending critics. They're saying that he's too offensive. They're tired of it. Quote from one critic. Sadly, the majority of the American population is still vastly uneducated about the LGBTQ and trans community. There is still a great deal of ignorance, fear, and confusion. People are under and uninformed about various sexual identities. And she believes Sticks and Stones is one of the worst things out there because of the harm and ignorance it shows about the LGBTQ community. Nobody. It's impossible now for anybody to just lighten up. It reminds me of the line from the Joker of just, you know, why so serious? Is all I have to address. Why so serious? So why are they upset about the new Joker movie, and why is this a problem? What is an incel? Involuntarily celibates. Members of a subculture who are unable to find romance. Men who can't get a lady. And so the social justice warriors now are believing that the Joker movie depicts a lone white guy who can't find a chick, and therefore he becomes a psycho. Ergo, who is to blame for the Joker? Women. As Jimmy Buffett said, there's always a
woman to blame.
So the social justice warriors are angry that the Joker movie makes women the bad guys, the bad girls, and that also now it makes it look like it's okay to understand and sympathize with psychos, because it's the fact of that if only girls would talk to them, they wouldn't become that way. Rachel Miller, this is a social justice warrior. Okay, I pinpointed exactly what it is that bothers me about a Joker movie. I don't want to watch a movie that shows us the trauma that drove the Joker insane. I don't want to watch a well-intentioned but unstable man get bullied until he turns into a mass murderer. I don't want to watch a man get rejected by women as an excuse for his future of domestic abuse. I don't want to be shown what a poor, unfortunate underdog this man, who was sadly forced by circumstances and that nasty Batman, to take up a life of crime. I don't want to have sympathy for a man best known for his robbery, murder, and rape shoved down my throat for 2 hours. I don't want this to be sold as a relatable story that can happen to anyone with a bad day, and I don't want to be around any of the lonely white boys who relate to it. Do you see what I'm getting at, she says? Actually, no, I don't. It's a freaking Joker movie. I don't know if anyone knows what you're getting at. I don't want a narrative line to be drawn between mental illness and criminals, because they put in the Arkham Asylum thing, which is so done with all these Batman villains and is so common with the Joker in particular. And I don't want a movie that idolizes when there's plenty of these armed white F-boys who are out there, and now they're going to have someone to look up to and emulate. We can't have nice things. This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, stop this train. I want to get off.
The social justice warriors ruin everything.
It's unbelievable.
But by the way, the BBC recently did release a documentary, The Secret Life of Incels.
So
this
they did?
Yes. So this is not, it's just the movie is publicizing it, I guess, but it's not something that's new.
Right. Well, I blame women for the Joker. And
but he gets Harley Quinn. I mean, that's, you know, pretty great.
Kind of true, if you go down that line.
Wow.
I mean, just saying, you know.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.